Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our next friend, our next guest on the show. She's been with us now for coming up on 10 years. She's will celebrate her 10th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust later this year. Tamar Jacoby is our immigration expert, one of the top immigration experts on the planet. I guess maybe the planet doesn't care much about our immigration, so at least in the United States. She's president of USA, I'm sorry, Immigration USA. Immigration Works USA. You know, I should be reading instead of trying to remember this. My memory's getting worse. Immigration Works USA, folks. It's my fault, not hers. She's our good friend, Tamar Jacoby. Welcome back.
It's great to be here, Jim.
Good to have you here. Thanks for joining us and trying to help me restore some order here. Okay, so not that long ago, I asked you if you thought that there was going to be an immigration bill this year.
I said yes, I did think so. I was hopeful not that long ago.
Yeah.
As recently as January, I was hopeful. It's looking a little dimmer now. It's looking you know, we got bogged down in the quagmire that is Washington. Looking less likely. I'll never say never, because the thing is, you know, House Republicans have been the obstacle for quite a long time. You know, the Senate has passed several bills over the past year, and it always comes back to the House, and it's always the Republicans. And the question is, do they want to do it? And the reason I've been hopeful, or was hopeful earlier this year, was House Republicans are really undergoing a change on this issue. They're recognizing the power of the Latino vote. They're listening to business, actually, employers who hire immigrants, and evangelical Christians who have gotten religion on the subject, have realized that immigration is an important issue. So House Republicans have been listening to these three groups, Latinos, business, evangelicals, and they've been changing their mind. So they've gone from kind of close to 100% opposed to, I would say, we're certainly close to 50-50. Mm-hmm. And so that's what kind of made me hopeful. As recently as January, I was saying, well, we're close to 50-50, and the powerful ones, leadership, Speaker Boehner and Eric Cantor and Paul mm-hmm. Ryan, you know, some of the big names in the House Republican Conference, want to get it done. And I saw even guys who were opposed kind of getting their heads around, well, you know, we've got to do something. We can't just be the ones in America saying no, no, no to this. And so that made me hopeful. But in the end...
But then something called Obamacare
got in the way.
And by the way, I want to, in full disclosure here, here's a prediction I made the first of the year, that President Obama would win the immigration debate this year. Now, for whatever that, you know, however that turns out, I just want to make sure I wasn't going to pick on you without putting in my own. So
yeah.
I said he would win the debate. Now I'm not sure that there's that much of a debate.
He may still win the debate.
I'm not sure. But what I was going to say is, here's where we are though, Tamar. The Republicans don't want to take the public's eye off of anything that's not working. And one of the things that's not working is Obamacare. The other thing that they think they can make hay on that's not working is immigration. The way the federal government, the Obama administration is prosecuting the immigration issues. And so any kind of a bill would be almost seem like would give the Democrats some uh, some kind of momentum, wouldn't it? And is it, wouldn't that be anti-Republican interests?
The trouble would be that Obama could get a lot more momentum if he decides to by doing something unilaterally. He's under a lot of pressure to underpin the immigration reform.
And that's his MO, isn't it? Unilateral.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, he'll just, with a stroke of a pen,
could
make
he
a lot
do that?
More.
What do you think? You think that the all right, here's another prediction you can make. Do you think between now and November that President Obama will do more unilateral immigration stuff?
I think it's hard to see him not doing it. I think it's like finding money on the street.
Well, that's his toolkit. I mean, that's what's
up
in his toolkit. Yeah. He opens up a kit and he reaches
get him
in.
A lot of Latino votes.
Yeah,
it'll
he reaches in and he all he sees is his own lever, not any kind of leadership. There's no leadership in his kit bag, folks. There's only unilateral behavior. So we're not going to get a bill this year, folks, but we might get immigration movement.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.